FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Plum, Lord, I'm Ready Now. Casting Crowns with their song Jesus, Friend of Sinners, just prior to that. And a happy Thursday at 7:21.
Weather-wise today, hazy, hot, humid, sunny, high 95, heat index to 102 today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. We have a slight chance of overnight showers and storms. A chance tomorrow, too, of those storms and showers as the heat and humidity continues. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 93. Saturday and Sunday looks pretty much the same. Partly sunny, 90, chance of storms and showers. Right now, it is currently hazy and 74.
This morning, our very special guests are talking about the Lancaster City Anchorage Breakfast Program. Pastor Joe DiPaolo and Laura Meisel hanging out with us. And Pastor Joe, tell us a little bit about the Anchorage Breakfast Program, if you will.
Sure. The Breakfast Program began at our church last August 1st. So we're coming on the first year anniversary of it. And although it's actually been in existence for nearly 30 years, prior to coming to First Church, it was at St. James Episcopal, a feeding program that just began in response to needs that were sensed there. People began to come and need shelter, then they needed something to eat, and it grew over the years. And December of 2015, I'd only been at the church 5 months. And Father Peck from St. James came to me and said that they were going to be renovating their building. They had some different plans coming, and they needed either to end the program or find a new home for it. And even though I was pretty new at the church, I thought, well, I need to bring this before the board. This is God calling. I mean, you have hungry people who need to be fed, and a lot of them.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell us about your program. You feed people every day.
We go every single day, Monday through Friday, all year long. We feed between 120 and 150 people per day.
Wow.
It includes children, adults, people in all different stations of life. Some folks think it's just homeless folks, but it's not.
Yeah.
There are working folks who suffer from what's called food insecurity. They just find it difficult to make ends meet, and having the ability to get a free meal a couple times a week really goes a long way towards helping make ends meet.
I understand you're seeing even more families over the summer when school's not in session.
That's right. We actually have some tables set aside for families, and we see more children at this time of year because they're not having the breakfast at school. So sometimes I remember seeing a crew from a truck came in one time, and they were having breakfast on their way to work. And these are just folks who are working, but they're working poor, as we would say.
Yeah. Laura Meisel is with us. She's the director of the Anchorage Breakfast Program. And Laura, this is a huge undertaking, feeding that many people every day. Tell us about how do you do it?
It is. I don't do it. I'll tell you that. We have each day over 14 to 16 volunteers that come in, which translates to about 70 volunteers a week.
Wow.
So just in that, if I hadn't had these volunteers, you know, some of the volunteers even stepped up to make awesome recipes. Some of them organized my shell. Some of them go and buy bread for me. Without that help, it would not have taken off the ground.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So on a typical day when we have breakfast in the morning, we'll go through probably, 12 gallons of milk. We'll go through 16 loaves of bread. If we scramble eggs in the morning, we'll go through 30 dozen.
30 dozen
30
eggs.
Dozen. Yeah. Wow. And I'll tell you, there are some people that get overwhelmed. We have to crack 30 dozen eggs.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the thing is we've been providing hot meals for the folks. And I've even had men come up to me and say, well, thank you for the protein. Like they use that word protein.
Right.
And it may be their only hot meal of the day.
So for those who don't know, tell us where your church is and where you're serving breakfast.
We're down on Duke and Walnut Street, 29 East Walnut Street. We're almost a whole city block downtown. Joe,
yeah,
you can...
The congregation is more than 200 years old, and we've been on the street corner since 1890.
Wow.
And I have a lot of different ministries that go on, but this is our newest and probably our biggest now.
Yeah. Folks want to get involved, because I can understand there's a cost to feeding this many people every day, is there a way online that maybe they could find out more info or donate online?
There is. They can go to anchoragebreakfast.org. There is a link there that they can donate. Donations go very far. I purchase a lot of the food from the PA Central Food Bank, and when I purchase food there, it's 18 cents a pound. So I can buy a massive amount of food just with 18 cents.
Can really make it stretch.
It does. It really
How about
does.
Volunteers? Are you in need of volunteers?
Well, to be honest, right now our volunteer base is awesome. We have a ton of people coming in every day wanting to be in the loop. I would say yes. I always welcome more volunteers.
Sure.
But, you know, donations at this point are probably what we need more than anything.
The Anchorage Breakfast Program is feeding 125-plus people every day, Monday through Friday, in Lancaster City. If you'd like to help out, visit online, anchoragebreakfast.org. We'll talk more with Joe and Laura coming up in just a bit. Right now, David Dunn. This is